Welcome, welcome, welcome to possibly the last episode of the Sigma Show. What's up, folks who are in the chat as early as 3 minutes of us going live? Appreciate you being here. I sent a very quick message just before going live to basically announce that this is kind of me just saying goodbye to this show. I am going to be putting this podcast on an indefinite hiatus. I don't know if it will come back in this form or some other form, but I just wanted to go live and record kind of a just a little bit of the reasons why I've come to this decision. Nothing nefarious, like nothing bad happened. All the guests and stuff that I do this show with, no beef with any of them. If anyone remembers the first, like the original version of this podcast, there was a little bit of drama that kind of led to the end of that and the formation of this version of the podcast, which I do hold very dear. But nothing like that this time. The truth of the matter is, I'm getting increasingly busy in terms of just all the other responsibilities I have to do. And though I still like having conversations with other game industry people, like meeting new people and having a platform where I can tell them like, hey, come and talk to me on this show. Like I loved being able to do that. The truth of the matter is, you already seen, like I've gone way too long with breaks in the show. Like we had to do, and again, I'm not blaming this on like a Second Wind or anything, but like we had to take 2 weeks to go head out and shoot Adventurer's Nigh stuff. Immediately following that, I had some personal stuff that I was doing, like my son coming into town for his spring break. Following that, like other personal stuff, like the planning for the wedding, for example, does require me and my fiance to do a bit of running around on weekends from here every now and then. So, and then the rest of this year actually has a bunch of like things that I need to take care of on weekends, like pertaining to family and the wedding and whatnot. And like, just trying to make sense of the schedule, like it would be too scattershot of a schedule. And like, one of the things I really prided myself on is if I'm going to be doing a live stream podcast like this, like it needs to be consistent. I need to have shows going out every week as consistent as possibly can. And like the rest of this year just doesn't look like it's going to let me do that. So sadly, like for my mental health, because like I worry about this, like I feel bad regularly when it's like, oh, I'm going another week without doing a show, or like it gets down to the wire because I'm so distracted with everything else that I realize it's Saturday night and I haven't asked any guests and I haven't looked up what the topics are going to be. So I think for me personally, it's just better to let this go finally. And weirdly enough, like one of the main reasons why, like other than the fact that I like doing it, one of the main reasons why I've done this show for so long is because like everything else I make content, like I'm making content all the time, but this was kind of the only show that was for me. Like I make stuff for, you know, a parent company, or I make stuff for a Second Wind in the gang. I make stuff for Ubisoft with my other day job and whatnot. But this was my show. Like I even put my name on it, because the last show like this I didn't. And that kind of came and bit me in the butt a little bit. So like I put my name on it. I was like, this is my show. Like I do this for me. And it's a thing that is mine. Because I very recently decided to move Super Smash Sunday from the Open Party Group, which is another, you know, group and entity that I made content for, which was kind of for them and not for me, even though Super Smash Sunday has technically been a thing I've done for like 5-6 years now, like even before that group was invented. Like I gave it to them and I let them kind of have it as their identity for a while. I took it back. Like very recently I was like, yeah, Super Smash Sunday is just going to be on this channel now. So at the very least, that can be the thing that is for me. Like Super Smash Sunday will be my thing at the very least. And so it feels a little better to let the Sigma Show go, at least for now. Just looking at some stuff in the chat. Kev says, end of an era. Appreciate you. Tommy's also asking, is this the Sigma Show? Great stuff. This is why I like you guys. Lord Ruffin says, the mention of drama may be interested, but we'll check up on that elsewhere, not this stream. Yeah, there's no way you'd probably find what that drama is. Like, it wasn't a thing that happened publicly. But if you are super curious, you can look for the last episode of the BBET Gamescast on the Open Party YouTube channel, because I do a similar thing where I kind of go live on the podcast alone and just explain that I'm not doing it anymore because the thing kind of fell apart. Like, that was the old version of the podcast, which was a good show. Like, I produced that show too for about 100, not 100, no, we did not get up to 100. We did 60 something, like 63 episodes of the BBET Gamescast before. Like the people I was doing with, one of them in particular kind of was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And it really threw a wrench in the podcast to the point where I was like, yeah, I don't want to have to rely on a single person to the point that they can throw a wrench into this thing that I work really hard on putting together, which is kind of what birthed this show, which said, I'm going to get a wealth of people because I always want to talk to people. I don't want the show to literally be just me talking at you, but I want to have conversations with other people. And so I tried to find many, many, many people. And that's been kind of a struggle as well. Well, I mean, I have a ton of great rotating guests, but those are people you see. Like, I've asked a lot of people who have either shown interest or been like, or just said nothing, really. Like, they just never freaking... Jeff says, whenever Casey does anything alone, worry. No, there's no need to worry. Like, this is a good thing for me, at least. Cause Jeff, for one, knows, like, I burn a candle at both ends. And this was just another thing that's on my plate that takes a lot of time and energy and just isn't giving enough back to me right now. Like, I love doing this show. Like, I want to keep reiterating that. I really love doing this show. But I gotta let it go if I'm gonna get the rest of the stuff that I need to get done, and that's really the long and short of it. I don't want to keep rambling. I don't know if anyone has any questions about stuff, but what I will say is, maybe this show is going away. Maybe it might come back at some point in the future. Like, maybe not anytime soon, because I this year and then next year with the actual wedding being placed in it. I'm going to be preoccupied with like work and like just life stuff. So like that makes it hard, but maybe after that, some stuff will clear up. Maybe some situations will change and we can get something new back, or we'll just revive this as something new. I also have ideas for like new shows, to hit Second Wind eventually. Like, there's always a possibility that, you'll get like a dose of me talking about industry stuff there in some sort of like long form content. And honestly, yeah, if you're missing like my opinions and thoughts on gaming news in general, and you're only listening to this show, I love you. Thanks a lot. But you can actually watch me do a podcast with Nick, with Marty over on Second Wind every Wednesday. We do Firelink. And that can scratch a similar itch if you're looking for stuff with me in particular. But like the guests that I have and bring on here, like I also felt like I was giving some of them a way to have a platform and a voice in this industry. And they had like great, they would have great insights, like just really either down to earth or just way out there point of views that I would be open, like I would have my eyes open to, which is why I love doing this show. So Jeff is suggesting cooking with Sigma. And Lord Ruffin says, Firelink is good. Did like the rotating cast here, but yeah. Yeah, I did too. So we will see if something new can come up in that vein, but it's going to have to be down the road because I just got to take care of some stuff before that. But again, I still have regular streams throughout the week. Like the single show isn't my only stream on this channel anymore. I still do the wedding streams with Kia and I, and she's having a great time doing that. So even after we hit the goal, there's a good possibility that she'll want to keep doing it. Like she's just having fun at the moment. So like there's that. Super Smash Sunday is now on this channel. Superman Jeff, who's in the chat right now, helps me do that. there's a possibility that if Jeff is free, maybe we can extend Super Smash Sunday a little more than it's already, like that used to be a 2-hour stream. It's 3 hours now. It has been for a couple of years. Maybe we'll add some time to that since I don't have to worry about doing a whole other podcast the same day. And in general, this might just free me up to do more solo podcasts because I haven't done any of those for like a really long time. So like maybe on like the Saturdays or maybe early on the Sundays, I'll just do a rando solo stream where I'm playing something that I want to play and not something that I have to play for work or something. Or maybe it will be something I have to play for work because I can't ever stop working. You know how that goes. George Luke says, we see Second Wind people all the time. Sigma Show has other people. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to have to apologize to those people, I feel. Like, I'm going to send messages out to everyone who was, like, a regular for this show and let them kind of formally know that I really appreciated them helping me with this. Because I really do. And hopefully, again, this is all forward-looking. It's not going to be soon because of just all the stuff I have to do. But, like, I do want to work with all of those people on something at some point in the future. Like, I don't know what it is or what it will be, but like they're all still in my Rolodex, like as contacts. And hopefully, whatever comes after this, I will be able to utilize that. And maybe the history of this, this podcast going on for as long as it will endear people to help me with whatever I do next. So that is the hope. Lame says a handwritten letter for each of them. My handwriting is atrocious, so that would kind of be offensive, I think, if I sent that out. Lampy says, just change it to be the Kia show where she talks about gaming news. Yeah, Kia is way more like outgoing than I am. Like, you want to try to nail her down every single weekend for some stuff like this? She has stuff to do. She has like she lives in the real world. So niggas making fun of my use of the word Rolodex. I didn't want this to be like too long, like a full show in and of itself with just me sitting here talking to you guys. But I'll hang around for a little bit. Does anyone have any questions? Because if not, I really wanted to get a thing recorded so that I can just import it and upload it to the podcast services so that anyone who doesn't watch live and just listens we'll also get the explanation as to why the show's going away. And they'll probably already maybe have checked out because it's been, I want to say, over a month since we had a new episode go out. And that weighs on me. Kev says, seriously, I understand how the mental load can take a toll. Yeah. I struggled with ending the show a lot sooner for reasons like that. But like, yeah, I was just like, I really like doing it. But like, I feel like it makes a lot more sense now. Things are like starting to really get going in terms of like the wedding planning. And just like with the, like, I cannot talk publicly about this shift. But with Ubisoft, I am also making a shift. Like, I'm moving off of Siege to something else. And so that is also going to take a lot of kind of time and energy for me to like, get acquainted with the new project that I'm going to be working on. So, like, that plays a part as well. With all the things that are happening, like, I do kind of need my weekends, even though, like, I'm running around doing planning and stuff. It still feels like a break when I don't have to do explicit video game related things, or at the very least, I'm doing video game related things that I know don't involve anyone I work with or don't involve anything that I'll have to turn into work later. Explicit video game things. Yeah, that came out sounding weird. End the show with a song, but what? He's a jolly good fellow. Suggestion for the next show, Accents with KC. You know what? I'll write that down. I will take that suggestion and write it down. We will see. Kev says, you're going to give us a Ubisoft employee discount. No. No, not really. But yeah, that's, I guess that's going to wrap things up. Thanks. Thank you guys so much. The audience in particular, you guys are one of the main reasons why I kept this going for so long. Over 130 episodes of this podcast. I'm super proud of every single one of them. But you will be seeing me. Like, I'm not leaving the internet. I'm just doing one less thing of the 20 things that I do. So hopefully this was fun for you guys. But thank you. See you later today. I'm still doing Super Smash Sunday here on this channel later today. So show up for that, because we talk about stuff there too. So yeah, maybe the week's worth of news will basically devolve into just a really casual chat session while we play a bunch of people in Smash Bros. So 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Superman Jeff and I should be back for Super Smash Sunday. So check us then. Bye, y'all.